Stock Schneider dictating a pre-imposed probabilities for Humphrey on Ruben Velez. On 9/23/25, Mr. Velez performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the unleashed bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/11/24, there's been no change period in paragraph impression normal study.
What? What? I know, it's escaped.
Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Laura Pig, PIGG. This goes to Corrine Edick, comma, RNP. On 9/23/25, Mrs. Pig performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 9/23/25, Mrs. Williams performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/12/25. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Thank you. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patients. Camilla Boss, B-O-S-S. On 9/23/25, Mrs. Boss performed pre and post, 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, QRS complexes in two ways normal, period, and paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient William Rushing on 9/23/25. Mr. Rushing performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with occasional PVC, period. QRS complexes, T-waves, PR interval, and T-waves are normal, period. And paragraph impression, occasional PVC, otherwise normal EKG, period. Thank you.